And if the two big Supreme Court decisions weren't enough for a summer day of newsmaking, let's turn to Jonathan Oesting, reporter at the Detroit News, with headlines from Attorney General Dana Nessel, who today announced she's taking legal action to try and shut down Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline in the Great Lakes. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Zoe, how are you?
Good. So let's take a listen to what Nessel had to say just a few hours ago.
I wanted to provide Governor Whitmer with the time she needed to attempt to reach an agreement which would get the pipelines out of the straits on an expedited basis. She tried her best, but Enbridge walked away from negotiations and instead filed a lawsuit against the state of Michigan. Once that occurred, there was no need for further delay.
No need for further delay. Jonathan, what's going on here?
Well, I think a lot of us saw this coming. Of course, the Attorney General campaigned on a pledge to shut down Line 5. But as mentioned, the Governor Whitmer, was attempting to renegotiate a tunnel deal to keep Line 5 operating in a way through a new tunnel. But the Attorney General, you know, as you mentioned, thought that process had gone on too long. And she went ahead and filed a lawsuit today. Interestingly, in Ingham County Court, she probably could have chosen any venue in the state, but perhaps she thinks that might be a more friendly one to her argument.
So what happens next here, legally speaking?
Well, I mean, the fear from both sides, the governor and Enbridge, has been all along that an attempt to shut down Line 5 might lead to a very protracted legal battle. I mean, there's the concern, of course, with the tunnel was that it would take 5 to 10 years maybe to construct. But there have been some who have said that a legal battle might take even longer. Enbridge hasn't, you know, formally responded in court yet, and they actually didn't say too much about the filing today other than that they're reviewing it. But the CEO of the company told me last week that if the state did move to shut down Line 5, they would, of course, have to vigorously defend it. In a statement today about the move, they did say they intend to continue operating Line 5 for decades to come, with a plural there, decades. So clearly, this is going to be a fight, and I don't know how it's going to play out in court.
And so that's the court action. Do we think that there's any reason to believe that Governor Whitmer and the energy giant are continuing their own conversations about coming up with a deal still?
It doesn't sound like it. As late as late last week, the Enbridge CEO did talk to me and some other reporters and sort of make a public plea to return to the negotiating table with the governor. But they are pretty far apart. I mean, the governor wanted a plan to get Line 5 out of the water within 2 years if they were going to move ahead with the tunnel. Enbridge says that's just not possible. And in fact, they refused to even agree to any sort of date certain to get Line 5 out at any point, you know, basically saying they can't control permitting and other things that might impact the timeline for constructing that tunnel. So they were pretty far apart. We know that the governor had tried to negotiate, and there was some speculation over whether her and Nessel were on the same page. Well, clearly they are, because today, as soon as Nessel filed this lawsuit, the governor also directed the Department of Natural Resources to commence a study of its compliance with the easement that allows Line 5 to run on the bottom of the Mackinac Strait. So clearly they're working in concert here, and they've given up on the negotiations, at least at this point.
Jonathan Oesting, Detroit News reporter, all-star. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Zoe.